2016 finally has liftoff. Despite criticism about being factually inaccurate, Airlift is sufficiently real, tense, and gritty to keep you engaged throughout. We discuss Akshay Kumar's acting prowess in what is potentially his finest performance to date, fantastic cameos by a perfectly cast supporting ensemble, and why on earth has no one heard about this incident happening until this movie came out? All of that and more on this week's Bollywood Weekly. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya and I have with me Aisha and Aparna.
Hi.
Hi.
Back after quite a while actually. You guys haven't been on for...
Yeah, it's been a while. Happy to be back though.
Yeah.
Okay, so today's main topic of conversation is Airlift, which we watched yesterday. And what did you guys think?
Okay, I had read some reviews of the movie, so I had certain expectations and I think that... I actually think the movie was very well done. The plot moved. I think the way they told the story was very good. And I think that it was a very entertaining movie in, all in all. So I had read some reviews saying that, you know, some of the stories aren't depicted as it was the reality. But I think that this is a movie and not a documentary. And I think that it was a very interesting topic for them to make a Bollywood movie out of. It's something we don't really see very often. And it's something that happened in real life. And I found it very interesting.
Yeah, keeping in mind it was about real life events. Yeah, and if you keep in mind that it's not a documentary, I think they did well in showing the important parts of what happened without stretching the truth too far. But still showing the main parts of the event.
Yeah, I think in general, I mostly agree. First of all, it's just a good thing that there are more movies being made like this, which are about different topics, have different genres, and not just your typical
wedding
love story, boy meets girl, etc. Overall, it was really good. It was still not quite perfect. There were a few things that I think because it was a Hindi movie and Akshay Kumar, they felt the need to add an item song, for example. They felt the need to add some things. And some things are still a bit too cliched. But, I mean...
Like what? What did you think was too cliche?
Yeah, like when Akshay Kumar is doing something, suddenly that flowing romantic music plays in the background and Nimrod Kaur is like staring across the...
And swarms of people.
Yeah, exactly. We'll discuss the ending separately, but even the part at the end where, you know, there's that whole thing about the flag that goes up on the airport.
I
understand why they did it, and I'm sure lots of people would have really, you know, felt
identified with
really, because I saw at least like on social media I saw a lot of statuses like, oh my god, like what a great movie, feel so proud to be Indian, blah blah blah. And obviously Republic Day time, so they did planned and orchestrated, but yeah, overall I thought it was good. I think one of the things I was most pleasantly surprised about was Akshay Kumar and his performance. Because, I mean, in general, he has a reputation of being a very hardworking guy, but, you know, he does movies across all ends of the spectrum, right? From Sing His Bling to something like this. And I thought he really did a good job in this.
He portrayed a very, like, strong character in this. Because, yeah, we're used to seeing him in Sing His Bling type of movies most recently. So this one, he played, like, a really strong personality. And really, because he was the focus of the movie, and it wasn't like a show for him. Like, he actually took the movie forward in a good way, I thought.
And I like Nimrod Kaur as well. I think the casting was pretty good.
Yeah, she played the high society wife type role.
Yeah,
in that sense.
I think any bigger actress would have kind of tried to make the movie more about her, where it was very obvious that she was literally supporting Akshay Kumar in the movie.
Yeah, that is interesting because like I read a lot of reviews and other coverage which were much less enthusiastic about Nimrat Kaur's performance. And yeah, I didn't actually understand why. Watching the movie, I thought she was quite good. In general, I mean, she's a good actress. And yeah, like you said, she played this like high society, you know, expat woman.
Yeah, and she said the things that you don't, no one wants to admit. Like, she was like, let's leave. Like, why
do
you care about the people?
My family is more important.
And it's all very realistic. Like, I'm sure in situations like this, that is really honestly what people like that were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was good that they had that other character there for actually, like, you know, to show what people actually thought at the time.
Yeah. I also liked that, you know, even this movie, obviously, is about it based on real life, is about these, in real life, there were two people, not one.
Right.
But since it's Bollywood, we had to make a hero, so
you
had to combine them into one person.
Yeah.
But even though Akshay Kumar is quote-unquote the hero who saves the day, I like that his character is portrayed in like a very real way.
Yeah,
like for the first,
I could relate to it.
For the first 20 minutes, he was basically a bit of a...
expat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is probably his position. If you saw that he was running this big company and employing
Exactly.
So many people,
and he was
and
like very like
position with,
and he was very pretentious. Like, oh, like what?
I'm
like,
not,
what is India?
Yeah,
like, what
I'm
is
not,
all this?
I'm
Kuwaiti
now.
Yeah,
like, it's very believable for all the NRIs that live in all these countries.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. And then, I mean, even as the movie goes on and he decides to do all this thing, it's almost as though he just kind of finds himself stuck in these different situations and has to make the most of it, as opposed to having some big noble, like, oh, I'm going to go and save the world and
I'm going to
do everything else.
It's very believable because the whole movie is about him using his connections to do what he can for the Indians. And that's all these expats at NRIs and all these countries have. It's very believable that he knew someone in the Iraqi government and the...
how he walked
Kuwaiti
into the embassy and
it's
actually
all, I knew the guy, the head of the embassy. Yeah, like all very believable. And it was just simply about him using his connections to do what he, for those who don't have these connections and don't have these resources.
And even the action scenes are not like where they could have easily made it, where it's Akshay Kumar going and beating up a bunch of people. It was, it was like he actually, in the first scene, he actually gets beaten up himself.
Yeah,
his driver gets shot in front of him.
True.
And he's kind of just, I don't know what to do
like
in this situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Towards the end, there's that one scene where he suddenly decides to take on three people. And they all forget that they have guns with them.
Yeah.
But even then, that's like, it only lasts about 30 seconds.
Yeah, there's no like one guy flying this way and that guy flying another way. Like, is in so many of his other movies as well, though.
Yeah.
So that was, they kept it pretty real to see that he was like a normal guy.
I thought his relationship with the wife was also really believable. Like, he's saying, you know, she's like, why have you become this person? You're not, this is not the person I know you to be, right? I know you to be that pretentious, successful negotiator, businessman, and now you're being like the messiah or whatever. And it's true, because no wife will just stand there and be like, yeah, sure, do this. Pretty
especially
sure any,
putting her life
and her child's life.
Yeah.
So she also asked the relevant questions, like, why did you change? And why have you changed? And yeah, I think that was using her to ask those questions was better than him giving a speech, for example, that like my life has changed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like the part where at some point one of like the people start complaining to Akshay Kumar, being like, oh, why have you not organized this? Why have you not done this? And instead of Akshay Kumar being
giving
the one
speech.
Who gives this long speech, it's actually Nimrat who steps up and stands up for Akshay and being like, you know, this guy has done all this, he's like let go of his family, he's done so much for you and you guys still don't appreciate him, as opposed to
him coming up and
you know,
saying all this.
Like he's very he's actually quite passive throughout the movie.
Yeah, it's an understated leadership.
Yeah.
Like, you know how that guy says you want to be leader, you've taken on this role, then you have to be leader. But he never says like or like gives
never,
any grand speech that I am the leader, I'm
that
going to take this
on.
Yeah.
It's just something that he just one thing he does and the next thing it just he has to do all of it. Yeah.
It's more of a conscience.
Yeah.
Than a...
I also like the focus that they gave on like some of the secondary characters because it showed they chose like one or two characters to represent that type of community.
Yeah.
Like the Ibrahim character.
Yeah.
And the
George
character.
Was great.
Like it showed because like a lot of the people in the situation were all from like labor camps, undocumented and stuff like that. So it was good that like for example Ibrahim they showed like he was representing that community for example, so I like that part of it as well to show how different people were dealing with the situation.
Ibrahim, which is played by Purab Kohli, I thought he did an amazing job acting.
It's been
and
a
like,
long time since I've seen him on
in TV.
Yeah, exactly. And like typically I mean he plays very kind of generic type of roles.
He's
where
like
he's
that,
just
like some
friend. Random friend, good-looking guy, yeah. Whatever. But over here, he's actually, like, you know, pretty rugged. He's, like, helping out with all this stuff. And his story is actually really sad.
Yeah.
But, like, throughout the thing, he always, like, puts on a brave face.
And he's so important to everything that happens. Like,
yeah.
He's, like,
he saves that food. He, like,
yeah.
Organizes a lot of things for him.
Yeah. Like, without him, I don't think.
Yeah. I think the George character was also great because it's like, one, it adds like some much needed comic relief, etc.
Mm-hmm.
to the movie.
Yeah.
But it's also, his character is so typical. Like, you gather a bunch of
Indian
people.
It's very realistic.
Like, there is going to be some person who's going to complain and find some fault with everything and be really pushy and in your face.
And it's realistically going to be some old guy. So, yeah.
No, but it makes Akshay Kumar and the whole effort more human, right? Because that's probably what happened. It's not that he just told everyone, follow me, and they all blindly just said, oh, let's follow you. Like, it made it so much more real that there were people asking questions, and that is probably what happened. There were people who didn't believe him or didn't want to follow.
Same with the situation where that Kuwaiti girl was on the bus.
Yeah.
Like, for sure, if you were in that situation, every person would have been like, get her off that bus.
Yeah.
Like, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, in reality, no one would have been like, oh, I'm willing to give up
all
my allies for this girl. So it was all the points that he was complaining about were all very reasonable in the sense that people were in that situation.
Yeah. It was also amusing though, that whenever he said something, his wife and daughter were just like, oh my God, what is, what, like, why are we with this person? Like, what is happening?
I'm sure she got a divorce the minute
she
was
after,
I
hope she did.
Seriously,
I hope she did.
I feel like if she was going to, she would have done it already. I don't know.
No, I don't think it's allowed in Kuwait, right? So now that she's in Bombay, it's more allowed and there are more people for her to choose.
Yeah. When Bombay is the progressive place, you know there are problems.
Another thing that I thought was good was that they showed each like part of the bureaucracy that you have to deal with in India. Like each step of the way, like from calling the...
External affairs,
minister,
and how they're different divisions. Like, oh, sorry, I don't do Gulf. You may be stuck, but you know, I don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I've called him. Oh, but he hasn't called you back. Oh, not my problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the Iraq scene was actually very good too, where he's like, oh, why don't you have some tea? Watch cricket. Talk about Tendulkar. He's like, I'm not here to socialize, right? And so, but it's very realistic. I can imagine the minister being, or whoever, the embassy guy, offering you tea and talking about cricket rather than
actually being able to help you with what you need help with.
And I thought that was also good, but like they showed all these dysfunctions and things that happen, but at the same time they also made the point that there are, even though the system inherently has a lot of issues, there are still like some good people there who like the guy who finally helps them had, like, he pretty much had no reason to
help. He picked up the phone one day.
He happened to be the person who picked up the phone, and he still, you know, did all his rounds, talked to people, waited someone's outside someone's office for 4 hours, and just made stuff happen. So,
but then I like that the credit didn't go to him, but went to
the minister,
because obviously, and the minister took full credit for it happily, despite avoiding this guy totally when he came to him for help.
It's very interesting though, and I probably should have looked this up before, but did not. The fact that this is, you know, one of the largest ever civilian rescue operations in the world.
Yeah.
But it's no one really, it's not like taught in history classes. It's not publicized at all. No one really knew about it until this movie, pretty much, at least.
Another thing I liked about the movie is that they portrayed something so, unknown. Like, unlike the, what's the other movie we talked about 2611?
Phantom.
Like, that everyone knows about, and of course they'll make a movie about. Like, this one was something not everyone knows.
But it's also because in the 90s or 1990 actually it happened, right? That was the time when news was not watched the way news is watched now, right? When 2611 happened, you and I were in college in the US and we knew that instant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This, in 1990, like, you'd have to open your newspaper and read that page to find out about it. And so it shows you the difference in the way the news spreads too, and the way people are aware of what's happening.
Cool. What did we not like about this movie?
Well, the first thing I really didn't like was the unnecessary songs, but I'm sure everyone agrees. I mean, I understand it's a Bollywood movie. We need CD sales or whatever, music sales, but all the songs, to be honest, seemed forced. If any song was relatively okay, it was the first item song, because it's believable that there's a celebration and there's a song that goes along. But when, you know, they're driving from one city to another, there really was no need for a love song in the desert.
Yeah.
Again, when they, you know,
because he's missing his
wife, sure. Also in the middle of this camp where, you know, all these people are walking around with their belongings. Again, there is a love song with the husband and wife, like, kind of re-falling in love. Again, not needed, because that's not what the movie's about.
Yeah.
So I think some of the songs are really forced.
Also an amazing part of the movie where about halfway through, Akshay Kumar thinks he's finally made a breakthrough and that there's a ship that's coming that's going to send them all back. So he tells everyone. And then all of a sudden, there's just an impromptu barat, pretty much.
Yeah.
That just like 100,000 people just start dancing and going crazy.
Refugee camp.
Yeah. And that song is just, yeah, completely out of place. It doesn't add any value. It's not even a good song. So.
It's like quite inappropriate in that sense because they're like preempting, as in they don't even know if they're getting out. And then there's a sudden celebration and... for no reason.
Although I could probably believe that something like that would have happened.
Same. Because you've been you don't know what's going to happen for so many days that this kind of ray of good news is it's exciting. Like, people would
have rejoiced.
Yeah. We just didn't need a song.
Yeah.
True. Another thing I don't know if it was in real life or not, but wasn't too believable was that they got through all of Iraq untouched and unstopped. When they were driving
to Baghdad
at the end, yeah.
Oh no, that was to Jordan.
To Jordan,
okay.
It was 1,000 kilometer.
I'm sure they did, but it's not that exciting to show that in the movie, right? It's because they showed the one. One instance where they got stopped.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everyone showed up and they outnumbered whoever was there. So that was probably instead of one of those, there were probably 10 or 15.
And that's how they got away with it every time,
Because look at the power of the people. If you have apparent 170,000 people that versus four guys, then
it's also. I mean, again, I don't know what actually happened, but they had clearance to leave. Like Saddam said that Indians can leave, etc.
Yeah.
The time they got stopped, actually, the issue was the fact that they had a Kuwaiti girl with them.
Yeah,
because even every time Akshay Kumar gave his passport and said they were Indian, etc.,
they were fine.
Mm-hmm. So,
what else did you not like? You want to talk about the end or the flag?
That was a minor point, right? But I found the ending to be a bit too forced / fake, which was a bit disappointing because up until that point, barring these couple of songs, everything actually felt really very real. And even the thing I like is even the songs, right? The whole movie just felt very real. Like when the song happens, it's not like there are choreographed dance steps and people are doing stuff. Everyone is just going crazy, doing random stuff. And it's the way things would actually be. Even the love songs, they're out of place. But it's also, there's no sudden dream sequence of them suddenly standing on a mountain and embracing and doing whatever.
A desert, for sure.
So up until then, everything feels very real. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, suddenly there's this big show of the guy putting the flag up and stuff. And felt very
reinforced.
Yeah.
I actually think that the end was very rushed because within 10 minutes, all of the bureaucracy gets solved and they reach Jordan on time and they get on a plane. All of that happens in 10 minutes when actually that's probably what took... how long did it take for them to come from Kuwait to Jordan? It seemed like it took 10 minutes. And I think it's because the movie was already quite long. It's an editing thing. They just didn't focus on that showing that much of the end. When if you compare this to a Hollywood movie, the last 10 minutes or that last bit would have been much longer. That would have been the climax. It was suddenly I reached the airport, which means I'm getting on a plane. No, it doesn't. What if...
It was all just good news.
One after the other. Yeah. And what was happening in Delhi, they didn't really show actually. They showed Kohli trying to get as many approvals,
but it was
too fast. It was so suddenly it's quite easy to go through all these hurdles of getting temporary passports or not getting them. It was a bit, I thought, a bit too fast. The movie ended too soon. They could have shown a little more depth at the end. But I actually liked the flag. Guys, it was Republic Day. Republic Day. You knew what the movie was going to be about. That the movie was about Indians helping other Indians. And that theme was built up.
I think they needed to bring that.
I think it's more to do with the fact that, as you said, the ending was very rushed. It just felt like it came from nowhere. It was just suddenly
We're at the airport.
People are waiting. A flag is up. Oh, everything is okay.
Yeah.
Like, there's no background or explanation or any
of that. Yeah. Gets one call and it's all okay.
It's also, yeah, to that point as well. Like, the movie is called Airlift, but the actual airlifting is about 1 second of the movie.
But that's because, I guess, the title reflects what happened.
But I agree with you in that they should have focused on the last bit. Yeah. Like, how they actually got the clearance, like, what happened
when George they reached the airport? They just like just get on a plane.
And there were 500 planes.
Yeah, like 150,000 people. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Because at the end they say 488 planes. I was like, oh wow,
that must have taken at least a week to fly out.
A few days at least.
So you could have shown the people in the airport. Like, you could have shown bit more. It's as if, like, we've reached it. I didn't even know they were going to the airport. They never told that.
Yeah.
I just knew they were going to Jordan. And then suddenly they're at an airport and they're getting on a plane. So I think the end was too rushed.
For how well they explained everything to
before. Well, no, I actually thought that the subject was good. Like, I think it would be good if we made more movies that kind of showed historic events like this. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have to be documentaries, but even for entertainment, I think this is good for the masses to know. Like, what he says in the end, that every time we complain and we're so cynical about India, I think he could have spoken to that point a bit more.
Yeah.
He just says, like, one line that we're always so cynical about what the government has done for us, but after this, I will never ask again. And not everybody knew this, right? And it's something you can talk about.
I agree that he said that, but also I think they didn't show enough of what the government did in that sense, because it was coming a lot from him. So when he said that, I was like, you did a lot.
Of course, he was the one pushing. Yeah, exactly. But at the end of the day, like, if
our government didn't send the planes, mobilizing 500 planes and getting Air India and everything,
and getting the pilots to fly, like they said, right? Even they showed the reality. The pilot, I wouldn't know if I was flying to war zone either.
But I mean, and that's how they solved it. So, because initially they wanted to just fly to Kuwait or Iraq, and then the main part was getting people into Jordan. Getting approval to get the people sent to Jordan. Because then flying to Jordan was fine.
It was not a war zone. Because Kuwait and Iraq was a war zone.
Yeah.
Right. So once they get to
That whole part was just like very rushed off.
Yeah, exactly. That's what,
Cool. But overall, good movie. You should watch it.
So refreshing.
I think people should watch it because people should know what happened. It may not be a documentary. There might be some errors and extra songs. But
the fact that it's the largest evacuation in the history, considering all the world events that have happened, like, that's pretty
impressive.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Especially for those that are cynical about things. Which is, I'm sure, most of us.
On that note, we will wrap up this podcast. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you everyone for listening. That is all we have for today. And as I'm sure you have noticed, this is a slightly shorter episode than usual. Not because we didn't have things to talk about. There has, in fact, been a lot of activity in terms of new movies released, including possibly the first time in history Tushar Kapoor has had two movies out simultaneously. And of course, being Tushar Kapoor, he found a way to, after the first one was bad, to make the second one even worse, if that was possible. We will discuss all of that plus everything else we missed about, including slightly more exciting trailers and other stuff, on next week's show. For various logistical and other reasons, we didn't get a chance to cover all of that this week, so our apologies for making you wait, in case anyone cares. I don't even know if people listen this far into the episode, so for all I know, I'm just talking to myself, which in literal terms I am, because there's no one else here with me anymore. The guests have long gone. But point being, we will be back next week with our usual lineup of everything we normally talk about. And if you do like what we normally do, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and SoundCloud, as well as subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or on SoundCloud, either app version or on the web. Plus any other podcasting app, all the links and relevant information will be in the description. So I will leave you to it and see you all next week.